Two sets of identical twins, a shipwreck, mistaken identities, accusations of infidelity, theft, madness, and demonic possession, beatings, wrongful imprisonment, and general mayhem. And that's just what's happening on stage. Forget the line for tickets. Yes, the Public Theater Shakespeare in the Park series is back, and its first production of at the Delacorte in Central Park this season is The Comedy of Errors, directed by Daniel Sullivan, and what Charles Isherwood of the New York Times calls his top-to-bottom terrific cast that stars Hamish Linklater and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, each playing a set of long-lost twins. I'm delighted to welcome all four of them to our show today.
Hi. Hello, 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 hello.
Hamish, haven't the two of you worked together at the Delacorte before?
Yeah, we did Merchant of Venice and The Winter's Tale together. That was a rep season. I stole Jesse's pants and glasses and all sorts of different things when he was playing a young shepherd and I was playing a wily thief. We became fast friends because we really didn't have much of a choice.
And Jesse, you've done four so far?
This is my fourth Shakespeare and my fifth show in the park. My first one was a musical, On the Town, Betty Comte, the Adolf Green musical. I'm a cheater.
Yeah. Does it get any easier the more you do? Because you're working under very strange circumstances, outdoor.
It's always very stressful because Hamish is always laughing because I'm always stressed about something. But I get really, really invested in the weather and friends that are coming to the show. And that's just one added layer of stress that I don't need worrying about Mother Nature.
And then there's the vastness of the stage, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a big stage. But that stresses Jesse out
that
a lot.
That stresses me out.
It is so far from one side to the other.
I worry about things.
How are we going to get there?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to use your feet just like you did the last time. It's going to sort itself out, Jesse.
Although it's Shakespeare's shortest play, the Comedy of Errors doesn't get performed as often as A Midsummer Night's Dream or As You Like It. Yeah. Do you know the last time it was actually performed in the park?
It was quite some.
It was
21 years ago?
Years ago or 30 years ago.
So it's been a long, long time.
So why do you think it isn't done more often? It's a lot of fun. Is it just because it's one of Shakespeare's earliest plays and considered a bit lighter than
is much lighter than some of almost all of his other plays. So I don't know if it's people sort of dismiss it. Also, I think that it really demands a very strong director and a strong vision because it is a little light. I adore it so much. I think it's really on the page. It's really easy lifting.
And then there's the whole matter of two sets of identical twins who are often mistaken for each other. That makes it difficult to cast. In most cases, they get two people who kind of look like each other, but the audience really has to suspend its disbelief.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Shakespeare. It's heightened. And they're both they're twins who were given the same name too. So you know, they're both their parents were like, "Oh, twins! Let's call them both Antipholus." So there was always a mistaken problem, a mistaken identity problem.
But, and then there's Domeo.
Very
common. Wherefore
name
art thou, Domeo?
Yes. It's been great. And I think that is also one of the challenges that the play has is because, you know, for the audience to really go along that this town would not distinguish between these two people who are obviously look very different. So we sort of solve that problem by playing both twins. And apparently I look very much like myself.
Yeah.
You really do is change your hat and your aspect to some degree.
Yeah.
Has that been done before?
I think there's been like a handful of productions before. I mean, that was why.
Yeah, there was a famous hologram production that they did.
Well, it does seem to involve what Charles Isherwood described in the Times as leaping nimbly between your roles. Often one of you will exit in one direction and then reappear a few moments later from the other side of the stage. You must be getting some workout.
We're losing weight.
Yeah. Verse is amazing for your abs, your core. It just gets so toned with iambic pentameter. It's ridiculous. But it's weird switching back and forth between the guys. I don't know if you feel like this, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, but the way that I feel is that when I come on as the next guy, I sort of forget. You leave the tired thing that the other guy had off stage, and then it comes back on, you know.
Absolutely, Hamish Linklater. I was nervous about being able to keep track of who I was playing at any given time, but it has been, I mean, just because of obviously drilling it in rehearsal, but it's gotten very easy.
And you can always just check your hat band if
you can
confused.
Check your hat band if you're confused.
Take the hat off and look at it for a moment.
Oh, oh shoot. I'm yeah, okay. There
I'm
we
the
are.
One from Syracuse. My guests are the two stars of this new production. Although the cast is extraordinary, as yes. As I mentioned earlier, the time said top to bottom. But Hamish Linklater and Jesse Tyler Ferguson are playing these identical sets of twins. Quite a different. From the TV sitcoms that you've been on, Jesse and Modern Family, Hamish, until a few years ago, the New Adventures of Old Christine. People always ask, is acting all that different when you're in a TV sitcom before an audience and when you're in something in the theater?
Well, the sitcom I was on was for a live studio audience, so it was really like doing a play, and you would go beginning to end.
You'd have to memorize your lines just as yeah. each week.
Yeah, and Jesse doesn't have to memorize his lines.
I've gotten very, very lazy.
On his show because
yeah,
it's
with
single,
a single
camera.
Which is, it allows for, you know, more subtlety, but also it allows for my I have no brain density anymore because I don't memorize things. It was very difficult for me to memorize this play. I've gotten very, very lazy.
Mm-hmm. But that's what actors do, isn't it? I mean, when people ask actors, how do you memorize all those lines? That's what actors do, don't they?
Yeah. I mean,
that's such a part of the job. It's such a parent question.
It's like asking questions, you know?
Yeah.
If I just
yeah.
stop asking questions, then I become Bill
yeah.
O'Reilly.
How do you think of all those questions?
Yeah. It's just part of my job.
There's also a lot of physical comedy, slapstick, sight gags. People falling down.
Yeah.
So how much of that is in the play itself? How much of it is something that gets worked out in rehearsals? Well, obviously, the plate of spaghetti is not something that
not
Shakespeare wrote.
That's not text. That's not text-based. And then he puts the noodles on his servant's head. but there is a lot of talk about beating. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the play isn't produced more often is it's tricky to have all this beating that happens, with, especially from, you know, your sympathetic leading man beating his servant up all the time at the beginning. It's
also could be called slave because the original source material was plays by Plautus where it was – where we're slaves.
Yeah,
right?
And that's hilarious, beating slaves.
Yeah.
the Romans could appreciate that more.
Well, yeah. They're great comedians, those Italians.
But that's also a tribute to our director, Dan, who really you know was very creative in drawing out new ways to sort of interpret this play. And you know, one of the beating scenes, he's just changed into a food fight, and that's very fun for us. And it's, you know... It's a joy to work with someone with that sort of creative
Daniel
mind.
Sullivan, who's done a lot of the Shakespeare in the play production, in the park productions. Yeah. In this production, instead of towns in, where was it? I guess it's Greece.
Ephesus, Greece.
These are towns in upstate New York. Of course, there is a Syracuse. It's set in the 30s or 40s, which allows the production to include some terrific swing-style music and dancers who dance jitterbug and other things during scene changes. Did Daniel Sullivan talk to you about why he decided to set it in that particular era?
I think he chose it because he thought it would... Well, because he actually thought the play was set in upstate New York.
He didn't know.
He read it. He didn't know, yeah.
He's not big on dramaturgy or reading the prefaces to the Penguin edition. So he was really surprised when he found out all this this other information. But all of those towns, I guess, were named for like classical cities in upstate New York. So it's a happy coincidence. I think there is actually an Ephesus.
Is there?
Yeah.
That
I might be making it up.
Although the shipwreck, it's hard to have a shipwreck in the Hudson River.
Yeah,
you know what? It is. You're right.
But what does
horrible idea.
Oh, my God. The whole thing is falling apart.
It's all falling apart.
Here's what does really work so well. The Duke, who is the villain of the play, gets to be a gangster in this production. And when he threatens Antipholus' father, Aegeon, with death, we believe him. Mm-hmm. Especially since he does it with a scary Brooklyn or New Jersey accent.
I mean, that was
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was the first thing that Dan pitched to me. He's like, I really want the opening scene to be the mafia. And I thought that was just so smart. I think there's been other productions where it's been like waterboarding or, you know, it's very heavy. It's a very dramatic scene. Yeah. This guy's talking about losing his family in a shipwreck. Yeah. Dan really wanted to set the tone with a very light touch. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's allowed to do it because Shakespeare did it.
Yeah.
Shakespeare borrowed key plot elements from the two plays, from Plautus, and then changed the time and some of the settings.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted... one of the reasons why he wanted Ephesus is because he wanted to relate it to the story of the Epiphany.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biblical mm-hmm. whatnot.
That biblical whatnot.
I was about to make a sentence that made me sound smart, but then I realized I didn't have the smarts to make it.
The performance schedule has changed from previous years. They now begin at 8:30 and run 90 minutes with no intermission. So since this is Shakespeare's shortest play, he probably had fewer cuts than we might see in a production of Lear.
We did cut a fair amount of stuff. There's some passages that I felt might have been a little difficult to play, and I'm glad we got rid of them. Yeah. You know, we're not treating this play terribly preciously, which I think is what a lot of people do with Shakespeare. And you know, we are being brave and changing words that wouldn't, you know, ducats are now money in dollars. And like, it's just, we really want it to be easy for the American ear and also challenge people. And we don't want to dumb it down either.
Well, yeah.
We're also doing it in American accents rather than.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta. I mean, also, he's a popular playwright. He was a popular playwright at his time. He wasn't writing for the intelligentsia or to be put up in some library bookshelf. He wanted people to enjoy his plays rather than have them sound like they came from the friggin' RSC. Please. We're Americans. And also, we sound more – our hard R's are more like what Shakespeare's actors at the time of Shakespeare sounded like. So we're actually finally saving the bard from those horrible –
It has been pointed out that if you listen to the rhymes, Shakespeare probably spoke something more like American English than British English today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You both have been on Broadway, Hamish Seminar, Jesse, and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Is performing...
My title's longer. Ha, 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 ha.
Is performing outdoors a completely different experience? I know we once... an actor here on a previous... show talked about the raccoons who come up on the stage.
Yeah, yeah. There's raccoons, and there's actually one just gave birth.
That was
birth.
Anne Hathaway. She said she was freaked out the first time she saw a raccoon.
She's a big baby. She's run off to Hollywood, never come back.
Uh-huh.
Going and winning her Oscars just because of a couple raccoons. We won't be scared off.
Hey, Michelle, you're also a playwright. Your play, The Vandal, ran at the Flea Theater this winter. How has your acting experience helped you to write for the stage?
Oh, it makes me want... you know, it's made me much more articulate on radio. I think, what do I like doing on stage? And I love actors. I love being an actor. And I want to write plays where actors get to do wonderful things.
And is that why you showed the script to Alan Rickman while you were working on it?
Yeah. That was a sick bit of method thing.
Because he was the judge
he was playing
of writing in Seminar.
Yes. And I was playing a student of his. And so I thought, well, I'll give this awful guy my thing and then he'll be mean to me and then I can use that in the play as my character did. But instead he was very gracious and very kind to me, so that totally ruined everything.
Are you going to – is that going to be produced again?
I have no idea. I had a request that they might translate it into German, which I feel like might just be punishment for the play. But
and you have a new TV show?
Yes, and I'm going to start on a new TV show called The Crazy Ones, which is very exciting, with Robin Williams.
And Jesse, you have a new line of bow ties called Tie the Knot?
Yes, I designed a line of bow ties, and it's for my foundation, Tie the Knot, and all the proceeds go to marriage equality.
So that's kind of a way of both publicizing marriage equality and also having fun
designing
ties.
Doing something fun with it, yeah, keeping it lighthearted.
And you're going to get married this summer?
I plan to. I mean, that's what I'm thinking today.
After the show,
yes.
How long is the run? Till June 30th?
June 30th.
And we should point out that this cast also includes Emily Bergel, Heidi Schreck, Becky Ann Baker, Jonathan Hadary.
Hadary, I'm sorry.
Skip Suddeth.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Sudith.
He's just happy you said his first
he's
name
just
right.
Happy
most
to
people
be here.
Pronounce it Skype.
Well, it's Skip spelled with two P's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Skip
a papa.
Yeah, like a pebble.
Any more plans to do more Shakespeare in the Park?
We just wait for Oscar.
Always plans. That's our.
But you haven't been signed for anything.
We haven't planned on leaving the park. We're just going to stay there.
We have no return.
Well, you got to go back to doing
park.
Modern Family.
Yeah,
is it coming back for another season?
Yeah. Yes, we are coming back.
For 100 seasons.
For 102 seasons.
Meanwhile, we all have the opportunity of seeing this at least until the end of the month, June 30th. Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, directed by Daniel Sullivan. And starring Hamish Linklater and Jesse Tyler Ferguson start getting online right now. The weather's going to be great this weekend.
Yes,
for
thank
change.
God.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no more rain.
Noah's flood could not do it.
Well, what happens when, like the other night, when it rained until showtime? Do you worry about whether you're going to be able to go on?
Well, it stresses
Jesse
me
stresses.
Out. stresses
Jesse
me out.
Jesse gets very stressed, and I just sit with him and go, "It's going to be."
Yeah, after he gets married, he'll calm down.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You both so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.